Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push for an end to hostilities in Syria within a week, the agreement is being put to a test. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP his forces plan to retake the whole country. This is fueling doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. In announcing the deal to push for pauses in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. In addition to the ceasefire in Syria, the International Support Group for Syria announced a pledge to help speed aid. Jan Eglin is chairman of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria.
I sense now that all of the ISSG members want to help to get aid to the besieged areas and also to the hard-to-reach areas. A number of besieged areas were listed in the statement by the ISSG group.
Aid chiefs from the agency say the humanitarian deal covered only part of what is needed, with UN figures showing almost 487,000 people under siege among 4.6 million who are hard to reach with aid, as well as 5 million refugees and millions more homeless within the country. Government of Rwanda says it is going to relocate refugees from Burundi to other countries after accusations from U.S. diplomats that Rwanda is training rebels opposed to Burundi's government. Political violence in Burundi has now killed more than 400 people and sent hundreds of thousands fleeing the country for their lives, many of them to Rwanda. This is VOA News. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is his first official visit to Mexico. Follows a stop in Cuba to meet with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, on a state visit to Havana. Francis and Kirill signed a joint declaration of religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. World Health Organization reporting now scientists are weeks away from establishing whether a link exists between the Zika virus and microcephaly, which causes brain abnormalities in babies. Lisa Bryant reporting from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The Zika virus does not in itself pose much of a problem. People who become infected develop a rash and a mild fever. They do not die. But the World Health Organization recently declared the Zika virus a global public health emergency. WHO Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says evidence is building on the causal link between the Zika virus and brain damage in newborn babies.
There is a prospective cohort in Colombia of women who are pregnant and have been infected, are known to be infected, and where the outcome of a pregnancy is being looked at.
She says scientists also are trying to see whether recent cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare disorder that attacks the nervous system, is caused by the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And the U.S. Republican and Democrats in the House of Representatives, lawmakers agreed this week to support some tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. Legislation directly targets a number of people, including anyone involved with the nuclear weapons program, also would impose secondary sanctions against any outlets that support and finance North Korea's aggression. Ed Ross is a member of the U.S. House and took part in the sanctions vote.
By cutting off Kim Jong-un's access to the hard currency he needs for his army and his weapons, H.R. 757 will return us to the one strategy that has worked, financial pressure on the North Korean regime.
The bill would also authorize $10 million annually for 5 years to expand North Korea's citizens' access to media and to provide humanitarian aid to refugees. For the first time in 50 years, people in the U.S. and Cuba will soon be able to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airliners between the two countries. Under a U.S.-Cuba bilateral civil aviation agreement, up to 110 flights a day would be allowed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.